You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
Oh, no, no, I did listen to
the show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you hear the end?
Yeah, the drag-off. I was listening to O today. And I was thinking, oh my goodness, why didn't you put the clip from the Britney Spears, Oops, I Did It Again?
I tried.
Oh, did you try?
I tried. I couldn't figure it out.
You couldn't figure it out.
But I didn't have my microphone, so that's why I'm going to.
Yeah. X-Files.
Yeah, did you watch The X-Files when you were?
I loved The X-Files.
It was the best show ever.
I loved The X-Files.
We should definitely rebrand The X-Files in our youth ministry. We're back with another episode of Sherpa Shorts number 25.
25 of 26, so that means...
Craziness,
we're close.
Man. I'm Steve.
And I'm Matthew, and we are excited about another episode. Mr. Anderson, it is your go today, so what's your word for...
The letter Y.
Yak dung.
Okay, like for real?
That's yak dung.
Yak dung. Yeah. You're going to need to unpack that.
Well, that's what we serve at our snack bar.
No, you do not.
Yeah, well, it's hard to come up with a Y word for one
all
thing,
right,
other
all
than
right,
youth.
Go for it.
We don't want to talk about youth
because we wouldn't do that.
That's too easy. No, yak dung. It's an Anderson family expression that my wife got, I think, from her father, maybe her grandfather. I'm not really sure. But the expression is, you know what? If you have to, for a week or two, you can row through yak dung. You can make it through a big pile of
yak dung.
Sherpa stuff. Yeah, yak dung.
Yeah.
And you can do what you have to do for a short period of time. You can make it through this mess, this trouble, this season of being over busy or overwhelmed.
Okay.
Because you know that it's going to end and everything's going to be okay on the other side of it.
Sure. So there's something good on the other side of a week's worth of
yak dung. Or even just being done with
that season,
with the yak
dung thing. Yeah.
So I was going to ask you, you know, what are some things in youth ministry that you just don't like to do, but you know you have to do them? Maybe they're seasons of the year. Maybe they're specific tasks or events.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're just weekly parts of church life.
Yep.
That for you, Matthew, you're like, man, this is my yak dung. I don't enjoy these tasks, but I got to do them. And I just got to get through them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, one of them I am in the middle of right now, and it is raising money.
Oh.
Don't like raising money. I don't like being a part of raising money. And again, so we're in the middle of our preparations for our summer missions trip to Peru. We've got 52 people going to Peru this summer, three different teams in three different locations in Peru. Each of those people have to come up with $1,890 for 10 days in Peru.
That's a lot of money.
It is, but I think it's great. It's a great price for South America for 10 days. It's all inclusive. You know, the only thing you need is money to buy.
All inclusive, like my Jamaican resort that I'm going to for my 30th anniversary?
Probably a little different.
Oh.
But all inclusive in the fact that...
all you can eat, swim up bar type thing?
Pass. No. Hard pass. But your meals, your travel, everything's included.
Yeah.
But they all got to raise this money. And of course, if I'm a good leader, I have to help them raise the money. I'm not going to do it for them.
Okay.
I hate doing fundraising events.
Yeah.
Like it's just... Ugh. But we do one every year to help them do that.
It's like a yard sale or something? I forget.
We've done lots of different things. This year we're doing a talent show.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And should be a good time.
By the way, you stole that from us. You Xeroxed that.
I Xeroxed it. We don't call it Acts of God. We call it Cedar Brook's Got Talent. So it's totally different.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is. Nothing like what we do.
Anyway, so I don't like doing it. I have to manage, 52 people's spreadsheets with their accounts, how much, and they call every, I have admin help with it, but people are texting and emailing, hey, what's my balance? How much have I raised so far? What do I have in my account? And, it's just a lot. It's tedious. I'm rowing through the yak dung.
Okay.
But I know what's on the other side, and that's the Peru trip, which for me is probably my favorite part of my job and my favorite part of the ministry. And so, I row through it's a couple months worth, not a couple weeks.
Yeah.
But months worth, but the payoff, unbelievable.
Okay.
I love it. What about you?
I can think of a few things. One is a season. It's the season we're in right now, towards the end of the school year.
Yep.
Get into April. All my creative ideas are kind of sucked dry for my teaching. I have trouble coming up with lessons. I just don't have that energy and creativity that I had in September. So I feel like this is my yak dung season.
Sure, sure.
And it really doesn't end because then I get into May and June and that's really super busy. So I'm looking forward to August,
yeah,
you know.
But right.
Yeah, that season where there's just so many things to do and it feels like it's never going to end. But it always does.
Sure.
It always does. I get the senior banquet and it's a great celebration and that's over. And then, you know, we're cruising into summer. So I would say this time of year, specific task. There are things I don't like to do in student ministry, just to be completely confessional.
Sure. We're all friends.
They'll probably surprise you. One of them is I really am not a good counselor and don't particularly enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like to be in the midst of people's struggles and strife and
sure.
conflicts and things like that. So I don't look forward to those, but it's part of being a youth minister. So you have to do those things
correct.
From time to time. And, you know, you want to be involved in helping people get healthy and get right with God. So that would be another one. Sometimes staff meetings.
Shh. I won't tell if you don't
tell.
Can
I say that?
I think you can.
Sometimes the staff meetings are not necessarily directly relatable to what I have to get done in any given week or to youth ministry in general. So we might talk about that in the future, how our life within the greater leadership of the church plays out as
correct.
Youth leaders.
Yep.
I think that's an important topic. But yeah, sometimes those meetings are a little bit...
A little much.
A little dungy. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. We have a phrase that we use often in our church. It's kind of a cultural thing in our church. We'll talk often about sometimes you have to do the things mm-hmm. that you don't want to do so that you can do the things that you love to do. And that's probably every job, but it's certainly true in ministry, any ministry position, and certainly in student ministry. Again, another thing we'll often say is some days you'll look at your paycheck and you'll say, I can't believe they pay me to do this.
Right.
And then other days you'll look at your paycheck and say, there are not enough zeros on this check to do what I had to do today or
yes.
yesterday or the day before.
Yeah,
and that's that idea. It's the idea of I don't want to break up an argument between a parent and their
yeah.
child.
Yeah.
I that's yak dung to me. I don't want to do that, but it comes with the territory. It's part of the gig.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to plan all the details of a trip. I don't want to call a travel agent and arrange air travel. And I don't want to talk to bus companies and call the camp 14 times to coordinate meals and taking care of people who have allergies. And is it all going to do? But I love getting on the plane and going on the trip. And I love going to the camp with the kids and just spending 48 hours unplugged from regular society and watching them just see God in a new way. I
yeah,
love that.
Absolutely.
So through the yak dung, I shall go.
Exactly. Yeah. You have to, because you know that there's good things on the other side. I've had to discipline youth leaders before. I've had to remove youth leaders before. And that's not fun.
No,
and that's
good,
a process. That felt like that was an endless river of yak dung. It was like the Nile of yak dung.
Absolutely.
But when it was over and I was on the other side, oh, there was such a feeling of freedom
mm-hmm.
and completion and just new life in that. So
yep. Remove a student from a worship team.
Mm.
I had to do that before.
Yep. Yep.
So sometimes you have to choose short-term pain over long-term pain.
I mean, it's true in anything, right?
Absolutely.
If you're an athlete, you know that it's the daily drills and the practice that makes the games
game
enjoyable.
Fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that's the way youth ministry is. There's the daily grind, then there's the seasonal grind, and there's the specific event program grind of things that we don't really want to do, but we know we have to because they're part of life and student ministry.
Absolutely. And I think it's helpful to know what those are.
It is.
I know what my yak dungs are. I
yes.
know what the things are so that when that season or that task comes up, I'm not caught off guard.
Yeah.
I know it's coming. So put the mask on, plug the nose, we're going into the yak dung. So I know it's coming. But then at the same time, I also know what's on the other side. So here we go. Let's do it.
Yeah. When it's over, you know, you get all cleaned up
yes.
and you smell good and you feel
take
better.
A shower.
And there's new life. It's like coming off a week-long camping trip.
Absolutely.
You just feel great afterwards.
Beautiful.
And it's worth it.
Yep.
We can say that. We've done this long enough. We've rode through
rivers.
We have been like Lewis and Clark.
Lakes of yak dung.
Exploring the regions of yak dung around our youth ministry world. And we're still here. And I think we smell okay.
And well, ish.
I smell okay.
Okay.
Maybe
yeah,
you
I'm not going to say anything. So, identify those things in your context? What are those things so that you're not taken off guard by them and you don't let them derail you from getting to the things you actually love and want to do in student ministry?
And keep your eye on the prize. Keep your eye on the bigger picture that this season will end and you'll come out smelling like a rose.
Absolutely.
All right. We are down to the last Sherpa Short tomorrow.
I don't even know how it's going to be.
Are we going to celebrate or grieve?
We should both, probably.
Probably.
Both, probably. Hey,
this has not been a Yak Dung experience.
It's been a lot of fun.
This has been a blast.
Absolutely.
All right.
See you tomorrow.
Sherpa's out.